producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, this seems completely either appropriate or inappropriate, depending on how you look at it. Today is National Pharmacist Day, and we have been railing about prescriptions for this week and last, so maybe they waited till we were finished.
Yeah.
And then there's Curry Chicken Day. Curry is one of the few spices I'm not crazy about.
Really?
On the other hand, I love marzipan, although I've never tried curried marzipan. Marzipan, I think, is almond paste, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think so. We love marzipan. In fact, there's some people who were at screenings with me all the time, and they were talking about how much they hated marzipan, and people kept giving them marzipan, and I kept saying, I'm willing to take one for the team. So they used to bring me their marzipan all the time. Sometimes it was several years old, but, you know, if you like marzipan, I suppose you can deal with stale marzipan as well. I don't know. There you go. All right. This is an important day for women. For two reasons. First of all, I suppose the first is going to be viewed as vaguely chauvinistic. A long-distance radio message is sent from the Eiffel Tower for the first time in 1908, which, of course, is a precursor for things like television, you know, telephones, right? But on this day in 1915, be ready to be angry. The United States House of Representatives reject a proposal to give women the right to vote.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty crazy.
Boo. Boo. In 1932, Hattie Carraway became the first woman elected to the U.S. Senate. So there, took 17 years from when they said no, no. I didn't know anything about this. The only person that I know that's been cryogenically preserved. Do you know the person that I know? Do you know anybody who's been cryogenically preserved?
You know what
cryogenically preservation is?
Yeah.
Freezing.
Yep.
All right. Do you know the only person I know that has been?
Austin Powers?
No, I don't know. Real person.
I don't know. I know there's somebody, but I just can't think of it.
Walt Disney.
Oh.
He's the only person I know that has been. As far as I know, he's still preserved. It turns out that James Bedford was a psych professor who wrote several books, and he was the first person to be cryogenically preserved after a legal battle. And he remains preserved at the Alcor Life Extension Foundation.
That's kind of creepy.
They celebrate the day as Bedford Day. So there you go. And this was the day that he got preserved. So he's still around.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you? You know, maybe that's a question to ask people. Would you be cryogenically preserved?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Don't you think? Would you do it?
I don't know. I'm halfway between thinking something like that sounds almost cool, and then the other half of me is like, I'd rather just be buried in the ground out in the woods without a casket.
Well, see, mine, I don't want to be buried. I'm a little claustrophobic. So mine, I have, first of all, I'm a donor. So,
me too.
Although, at this rate, that's my dad said, Mom, you're going to be too old for anything to be valuable. Thanks, hon. I would be cremated and then scattered ashes.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to, I figured, deal with me while I'm alive. Once I'm dead, no responsibilities. The thing about cryogenesis, as far as I'm concerned, is we really don't know the long-term effects on cells about being frozen.
Yeah.
So there is that. Besides which, I mean, I would be curious to see what things would be like when I was defrosted. On the other hand, you know, I don't know. You're not going to know. All your friends are going to be gone, presumably. Mm-hmm. I suppose you could make new friends. But preserve the old. Never mind. That was a joke. I don't know. This day also, which I don't think is coincidental. 19 European nations in 1998 agreed to forbid human cloning. Now, there are more than that. There are what, like 87 nations or something? Does the rest mean that they're busily cloning Austin Powers, mini-me's?
I don't know.
So let's write down. Let's make a question. Would you be either in favor of being cryogenesis preservation, cryogenic mm-hmm. preservation, or cloning? Because they're really the same concept in what's in some ways, right? They're cheating death. They're saying, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very similar.
So it'd be they're both sort of messing with the what we call natural order, right? So
yep.
I'd be interested in people's response to that. I'll bet we'll get some kind of cool responses. Although, as you know, sometimes I really am I sort of anticipate what people are going to say, and I'm completely wrong. And sometimes I think every once in a while I hit this one people are going to really respond to, and I'm right. But just as often I probably pick things that people I don't care. There we go. All right, so there we go. Apparently, they tried to the Church Bells Ring Space Oddity as a David Bowie tribute. That would be kind of cool. That would be on
yeah.
Church Bells. That'd be pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. The Powerball jackpot is now at $1.5 billion. Did you buy a Powerball ticket?
I did not. I've never actually bought one in my life.
Wait, are you going to buy one?
Probably not.
No. Huh?
Did you buy one?
I had intended to and then forgot about it. But, you know, I've got till Wednesday. I've got till tomorrow. You know, the thing is, why not, right? I figure
yeah.
for $500 million, that's chump change. But for $1.5 billion, why not? It's worth a dollar.
Yeah.
I'd find some place that has... I'm just trying to think of where around here I could kind of get to some place that would sell me a ticket.
Would you still do the show?
Yeah.
Got to, right?
I would, yeah. It had nothing to do with money. And, you know, that's one of the questions we have up on Facebook, and I thought we'd wait till probably tomorrow when the drawing is of, you know, what would you do with $1 billion? Because there's some really interesting stories. As most people know, we've talked about before, that something like 60% of people who win between 100 and 200 million, which is not nothing, right? That's a lot of money, are bankrupt within 5 years. So they're much worse off than they were before they won. But, and there is as I said, I personally know two stories about people who've won not quite that much money. I'm trying to remember. I think one won 75 mil. And the other one, I don't know. They were not in the. This is the largest ever. So, but they were probably in the 75 to 150, 250 million. I mean, we're making it sound like they're the same. And both of them are very rational. One was they won the Irish sweepstakes a bunch of years ago. They're Canadians, and they hired someone to pick up the winnings for them. So nobody actually knew it was them. They paid off the mortgage, went on a couple of vacations, and life went on, paid for their kids' college education, I guess, and their grandkids. That was about it. Another, actually, was a board op on one of my, I think it was in New Hampshire. It's either New Hampshire or Rhode Island. And he won, I think he won, like, a mere $17 million or something like that, as I recall.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you know, it was not $17 million. You're making it sound like, well, I'll go to the grocery store and my change will be $17 million. I mean, when you're talking about $1.5 billion, granted, but $17 million is still, I mean, that's not chump change.
No.
And what he did, which he did the board op on my program, and he also did play-by-play for a high school basketball team on Saturdays. And he bought both he and his mom, I think, a house. I think they both had trailers when he won. He bought each of them a house, but he kept up. He liked doing both. He kept working for me, and I mean, I actually knew of him. I didn't actually because he was one of my affiliates, and he kept doing the basketball thing because that's what he enjoyed doing. And it turns out that they have an interview that's around with somebody who won a quarter of a billion, $250,000. And what he did was, first of all, he didn't tell anybody. And then the person he told, I guess, was his dad. Mm. And then he had a plan. And I think because he decided that kind of money is a legacy, so you should do something with it. 855-993-7569. Let me know if you're going to buy a ticket. You want to buy me a ticket? I'll send you a dollar. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com. Sell your stuff online, like old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their fair share from you when these sales were finalized. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Just go to the website now and sign up so you can load all your stuff to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly. Buysellmakeoffer.com. Also, we're giving you 30 days free on us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you hear we carried a commercial for a slingshot and a sling bow? I don't know what a sling bow would be.
I'm not sure either.
I guess, and like archery, I don't know how you do that. But a slingshot, I know. David and Goliath.
Yep.
We used to do catapults at Rice. We would go to MD Anderson and we would get the surgical, rubber. And we would make catapults. We were sort of out of control little thugs. but a slingshot, wouldn't that be kind of cool? Except it seems like it would be a little dangerous. Okay, yeah. A lot dangerous.
Yeah.
But fun.
Yep.
You know, one of the true revelations of my character, which was really upsetting, was how much I like paintball.
Oh.
Because I'm not a gun advocate at all. Mm-hmm. But there's something, and I also like those, the ones that use ping pong balls, that you shoot people with ping pong balls.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, those are great. It's like a double loading shotgun, except it shoots ping pong balls at people.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, which was a little alarming. I mean, you know, the idea of shooting someone with a ping pong ball I find enormously appealing.
Yeah.
And I've done it. Also, snowballs I like. Yeah. I like paintballs.
What about laser
bullets? Not
tag.
So much. Throwing a bullet at somebody, maybe. I don't think a gun would.
You ever played laser tag?
I know. It exposes the chink in my armor. All right. No bullets, but ping pong balls. All right. So let's talk about, we're now kind of launched into the new year. So do you have expectations for this year? Do you have very specific kinds of things that you hope will happen either globally or personally?
Personally, I'm trying to start making music for like commercials and advertising, any way I can basically make money making commercials. So I'm kind of working on trying to get an internship at this music house place in Minneapolis. So that's something I'm kind of, is one of my goals for the year.
You know, almost all of my producers/engineers have been in music from really the very first one.
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know what, I was going to say I don't know what attracts them, but I do because they can work at nights and work with me as well.
Yeah.
And I used to go to their concerts and I actually my laptop that I'm using now was I got specifically so one of my assistants could use it. And it was I had literally got in line to find a new computer because this one was just so slow and I need it. And what I discovered is that he had 1,500 pictures of himself and his music on my computer. And once I got rid of that, the computer works much better.
Funny.
Yeah, so most of my guys have been into music one way or the other. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. You could write a new jingle for the show.
There you go.
We'll put it on. There you go. Then you get national exposure.
That sounds good to me.
All right, so you're going to kind of launch is that going to be a new career or a side career, or you don't know?
I would think side to start. I'm setting my goal, you know, at something that's reasonably attainable, so.
Not a bad idea. Yeah, mine, I really want to get the foundation in better shape this year. I'm really determined to do that because I've been screwing around with it. I've had it for like 20 years. There's serious amount of money in it. And I'm just, you know, every time I think, all right, this is the year that I'm really going to get it in shape, I end up doing a book or doing a movie or doing a TV show. And so it's, I'm really determined to do it this year.
Sounds like a good one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I actually have taken some meaningful steps forward. First of all, I finally decided I don't have to invent the wheel. I can find somebody who can do what I want to do and just hook up with them. Number one, a friend of mine took me aside and said, Joy, you're a really good fundraiser. You're really good at convincing people. You have great ideas. You're very enthusiastic. You're not an administrator, which is true. Said, so don't, you know, so either hire somebody or hook up with somebody who's already doing it. And so that was a huge step forward. And then I found some groups. The problem about do-gooders is that, you know, underneath being a do-gooder, I really am efficient and expect people to do what they say they're going to do. And a lot of do-gooders think God's on their side, so they don't have to do that. It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
So finding somebody who's both, their heart's in the right place, and they also spend money effectively and do what they're supposed to do, not the world's easiest thing to do, but I will.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear what other people's expect. For this year, this is the year's a leap year. So we get an extra day.
Oh.
It's also an election year. It's also a year that is four squared, and fours are lucky, and four to all squares are lucky. 16 is a lucky number. So I expect it's going to be a really good year. I would love to see, I would love to see on a world basis less strife and, you know, more sharing and whatever.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I'm very impressed with is New York City has got it's called Times 30, and they said within the next 30 years they want to eliminate all landfill.
Oh.
Which I found it quite accidentally about 2 weeks ago. I think that's a great, I think that, I mean, the idea of being able to recycle stuff and use stuff more effectively and not use land for garbage, I thought is brilliant. So I'd love to be able to facilitate that. All right, let's see what other people are saying.
All righty. Our first one here says, nothing special, that life will continue to surprise and delight me.
Well, that's good. Pretty positive. Being open. Yeah, being open to whatever happens. Okay.
Let's see. To achieve what's good for me by helping my friends and family of survivors of suicide, teaching survivors that life is worth living. So survivors of suicide, looks they capitalized it, so maybe that's a group.
No, I don't know if that means people who've, if I had to guess that there are survivors of suicide mean family members who've someone suicide, but it also can mean people who've attempted suicide who
either
were
way.
Unsuccessful.
Sounds like something good, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, as I said, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You want to have permanent solutions to permanent problems, temporary solutions to temporary problems, and not mix the two up. And suicide definitely is a permanent solution, unless you're unsuccessful. And then you can hear that it's still, it's a haunting phenomenon. It really is.
Yeah.
Either way.
It's a great way to put it.
Oh.
The permanent solution to a temporary problem. Yeah, that's, I like that. All right. This one says, interesting question using the word expectations.
I knew somebody was going to catch me on that. Let's see what they said.
She says, I have a lot of hope, but don't have many expectations. Ooh, that could mean I'm open to experiences, or maybe it means that my hopes and expectations should actually be the same. I'll have to think on that a while.
No, I think, all right, well, okay. I don't know that I wrote this up, but I could have. Because one of my little slogans is expectation is the death of serenity. That when we expect, we're talking a lot about ourselves and nothing about someone else. And the way that expectations in this particular context is relatively benign. But where it's most commonly used is in relationships of, well, I expected, you know, if you love me, you'd do this. Or I expected you'd call. Or I expected that you'd remember my birthday. And expectations are literally the death of serenity. They're a lot about you, nothing about anybody else. So I wondered if somebody was going to catch me on that, and you kind of did. Hope and expectation, close enough. First cousins, probably be open. And have some goals. Goals are okay. Expectations, a little trickier. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-326-9048. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-326-9048. 800-326-9048. That's 800-326-9048.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
What's on your mind, Cookie?
Hi. Thank you. My sister recommended I call you because I'm kind of like a lunatic right now. I'm 48, and my boyfriend's 3 years younger. It's like a day of threes. He's 3 years younger. We dated for 3 years, and the breakup happened 3 weeks ago.
Why the breakup? What was the problem?
Well, that's what I'm not sure about, Dr. Joy, because we were dating, and he brought up some fantasy stuff about maybe us getting together with, you know, a guy, and that's just a peripheral thing. But what I want to tell you about is that 3 weeks ago, he just got angry and swore at me and hurled out insults and then hung up the phone. And since then, I've been like a lunatic. I haven't done the right things. I would call and get angry and leave a message. I'd call and be sweet. I'd call and laugh. And I don't think I'm doing the right thing.
Have you seen him at all in the last 3 weeks?
No.
How often before the phone call, when he hung up on you, did the two of you see each other?
Four times a week.
So what precipitated the phone call?
Well, that's what I'm not sure of. That's why I'm a lunatic.
Take a guess. If I said I'll give you $1 million if you get close, what would you tell me?
I would tell you that here's why I'm not sure. Because he brought up being with another man stuff, so that's why I'm a lunatic, and that's why I'm a raving lunatic.
Marie, that's not a helpful thing to tell me. When you said he brought up wanting to be with a man, what did you say?
I was really confused about it, and we talked about it for about, you know, a week and a half before that.
Marie, hear my question.
Okay.
Something clearly precipitated his hanging up on you. What was it?
He had several friends. A mother died, a father died, and so he wanted to be with a friend whose mother was sick. He wanted it one day, then he wanted to be the next day with a friend whose father died, then the next day he wanted to be with father.
So he wasn't spending time with you.
Right.
But Marie, none of that explains why he would be mad at you. What
That's
did you
what
say that made him mad at you?
We planned to get together the next day, and I shopped, and I was all ready for it and everything else, and he said, well, no, I'm going to be with this fourth male friend.
And you said
I
what?
I had no issues.
I don't have endless time. You're not focused. Clearly, you made him mad. What did you say to make him mad? People don't start yelling and hang up on you unless you made them angry. What did you say or do that made him angry?
Okay, we have a day planned.
No, just one
okay,
sentence.
I sent a text message.
What did the text message say?
I wish you told me in a direct way instead of an indirect way.
So then he picked up the phone and called you and said, how dare you say this or whatever?
No, called and said, I don't know what you mean.
All right, Marie, I can't do this with you this way because I just don't have the time. Listen to me. You need to figure out, take a deep breath. You obviously said or did something that made him angry. It's quite obvious, all right? It may or may not have had to do with the fact that he wants to do a threesome. It may or may not have to do, I don't know if he's straight or gay. Something went on. You've been together 3 years.
Yeah.
You saw each other 4 times a week. You did something that made him furious with you to the extent that he hollered at you and hung up on you. You're not telling me what that is. I need to know what that is.
I don't know, Doug. Okay, I don't know. I'm trying to ask him to tell me.
No, Marie, it's not asking him. He ain't going to tell you. He's furious with you. You need to figure out what it is. You were there. You said it. You're going to have to play back the videotape. It may be something that you're not very pleased about, and if you had to do it over again, you wouldn't have done. All of that is interesting but not relevant. I need to know what it is. Can't walk you through this in real time. We've now spent almost 5 minutes on this, and I'm not any closer to it.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Brian. What's on your mind?
Well, I bought your book, Dating for Dummies, and I haven't dated in quite some time. I'm 32, and I bought the book, and about everything in there says if you are experiencing this or if you're doing that, seek help. Well, mm-hmm. I believe I'm suffering from depression and loneliness, and therapy just isn't an option. I can't afford it. I can't find someone, a local therapist here that would accept my health insurance. And I'm
You have health insurance, and you still, I mean...
Most of them, a lot of the ones I've looked at that specialize in depression don't accept the type of health insurance that I get through work, or they don't charge on a sliding scale. I can't afford $130 for an hour-long session.
Well, but the point is that you have insurance and it should cover. I mean, it may not cover it endlessly, but it should certainly cover, you know, 6 months.
Most of the ones I've looked at don't cover...
Then, Brian, it sounds like you have a job, yes?
Yes.
And you have health insurance. Go to a human resource person at your company and say, look, I need some help here. I need for you to investigate somebody who will take the insurance. I mean, that's why you're part of your compensation package is your insurance. And somebody takes it. It's not legal to not take it. And they need to do some work for you. I mean, look, my dear, I get that, you know, that therapy is expensive. And the metaphor I use all the time is if you needed a kidney because you would die without it, wouldn't make any difference how much it costs. You'd figure out a way to pay for it. Well, I mean, you're not going to die from depression, but depression can certainly make the quality of your life pretty lousy. So you may have to be a little more proactive than you'd hoped, and I know that's a hard directive when you're feeling depressed. But, I mean, you've got insurance. You're not one of the, you know, the 40% of this country that has nothing. So this is good, number one. Number two, just go to a human resource person and say, look, you know, I've worked here for this many, many years and, you know, I have insurance and I can't find a therapist. I need some help about this. I need for you guys to investigate because most insurance companies will put out a list of therapists, not only therapists, but physicians and dentists and whatever, who will take their insurance.
Okay.
So don't take, because look, if I'm a practitioner, I'd much rather you paid me up front, right? Because then I don't have to wait for it. You come in, you write me the check, it's done. If I'm dealing with the insurance company, I very likely have to wait 90 days and sometimes more than that. And if I'm a small private practitioner, that's a pain in the neck. So what? I mean, tough. That's why what insurance is all about. And yeah, maybe we need to rattle insurance companies' cages a little more so they pay a bit more quickly. But that's the whole point of having insurance. So
right.
don't let people say, well, no, we don't take your insurance. Go to your HR rep and say, look, I need some help about this. And if our insurance is so crummy that nobody will take it, then we need to look into a different insurance.
Right.
All right, so don't give up on it. But you're right that finding a date while you're depressed isn't going to happen. And if it is, I mean, either you're going to be that some lovely woman who might think you're wonderful isn't going to want to be your therapist. And anybody who's going to respond to your depression, once you're not depressed anymore, is very likely going to be expendable. I mean, that isn't, you want to set up a relationship that's based on the best of you, not the worst of you. So
right.
get some help. But I'll tell you what, go talk to your human resource person today and call me back if you need to, all right?
Great.
Because you need to do some work here.
Okay.
All righty?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Hi,
I'm
Kathy.
I'm so excited to get through. I love your show.
Well, thank you. How am I to help you?
Well, my husband wanted to trade cars with me so that he'd have, my car is larger, and just for the day. So I had his car, and I needed to pick my daughter up at the swimming pool. So I thought maybe there would be a pair of sunglasses of his in the car that I could wear into the pool. So I opened the glove box, and there were ladies' sunglasses.
Hmm.
So I didn't want to approach him and look like, oh, I'm, you know, not trusting you. So I thought I would just start wearing them and see if he would say anything.
Oh, I mean, men don't pay any attention when we change the color of our hair. Why would he know sunglasses?
Well, he didn't. So it's been it's been at least a week, maybe closer
right.
to 2 weeks. He has no
right.
idea. So now do I...
All right, take a deep breath for a minute. How long have you guys been married?
12 years.
Okay. How many kids?
Three.
Do you have any reason to suspect him of anything icky?
None.
Then what I would do is... I wouldn't tell him you've been wearing the stupid sunglasses for 2 weeks because it looks sneaky on your part. It looks like you're trying
okay.
to catch him. I would just say, you know, I looked in the glove compartment. Have you borrowed his car since then?
Yes. Yes, I'm in it today. That's why
perfect.
I thought I would call
perfect.
You
because perfect,
I
perfect, perfect,
chance.
Perfect.
Okay,
perfect.
Good.
I would just say, you know, I was looking for sunglasses. I wouldn't mention that I've been married. As I said, don't mention that you've been wearing them for 2 weeks. Just say,
okay.
Hey, look, do you know where the sunglasses, you know, there were sunglasses in the glove compartment and they weren't mine. I borrowed them today. Do you have any idea where they came from? But I would do it very sort of cavalierly. He may,
okay.
They may have been on the floor. It may have been that one of the, I mean, you trust your guy. I wouldn't try to trap him. I just ask him, and he may have a perfectly good explanation. He may have given somebody a ride home.
Well, that's what I thought if I wore them, that maybe they were his assistants or,
well, but,
you know,
I mean,
something
I think,
like that.
Kathy, I think the assumption that somehow he would notice your sunglasses, I think, is forgetting that he is a man. I mean, just don't notice stuff like that. I mean, and they could have rhinestones sprinkled on them, and I mean, they don't notice.
Yeah, that is for sure.
So, but don't be sneaky about it. Just say,
okay,
or you can,
say.
I mean, or you can just let it go. I mean,
uh-huh.
But clearly you're not comfortable about letting go. So I just say, hey, you know where those sunglasses in your glove compartment came from? And he's going to say, I thought they were yours. You're saying, no, they're not. They're kind of cool. If we need to return them to somebody, let me know who they belong to.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Or I could say, do these belong to someone or can I keep them because I like them?
Perfect.
All right.
All righty.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Okay, let's talk about people's expectations. See if I can figure out another word. Hopes are probably better. How about wishes? Wishes for 2016. That sort of gets me away from the E word. All right, let's see what else we got. Hello?
One moment here. Something's wrong with my computer. I just got to refresh that.
All right, well, yeah, that would be good.
1 second.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a New Year's resolution program. I usually do a New Year's resolution program sometime in February because I figure that way that if you didn't make any, that it may be time to make some. And if you made some and you've fallen off the rails, that maybe it's time to refresh it. Speaking of refreshing.
Good call. All righty. So our next one for the expectations for 2016, all he put was hopeful, but realistic.
Well, some specifics would be good. Yeah. I mean, presumably he's not expecting there to be a cure for cancer. Although we're moving, one of the stories we're probably going to do, let me just give you what the story is, and then because we're going to probably expand on it. In a bunch of states, I think there have been 15 states that have banned elephants as in circuses. So Ring Brothers, Barnum & Bailey, is deciding that as of this spring, I think in May, that they're going to stop having elephants as part of the circus, which is part of Barnum & Bailey's kind of legacy, that the Jumbo, which I think is at Tufts University, which was the first elephant, I think, that was ever brought to the United States. And it's, as I said, I think there was actually a fire, so I think it's not the original Jumbo. I think they redid it in paper mache or something. But at any rate, in like the 1880s or something. So they've decided that they were having to mount lawsuits, and there are a number of cities that would not allow either the circus or the elephants in the circus. The issue was not circuses per se, but I think PETA was the one that said that the elephants were being mistreated. And Barnum & Bailey actually won a huge settlement against, I think, PETA at like $25 million or something, that said that they weren't mistreating them. The issue, as far as I'm concerned, and I think it's something we're going to put on Facebook as well, is not are you mistreating the elephant, but are you mistreating the elephant by having them in captivity, it seems to me, which is a whole issue about zoos and performance, and whether we're talking about dolphins. As I said, I decided that I didn't like zoos anymore because that they were taking elephants, or they were taking animals that really should be able to roam wild, and putting them in cages. And even when the cages were relatively spacious, that's not the same as being able to wander. And then I started thinking about, and I liked aquaria better. But then when you think about it, taking a fish that's used to having the whole ocean to be able to swim in and putting them in a tank. So I'm not particularly in favor of zoos or aquaria. And people say, well, you know, but it's a way of preserving and educating and studying. But still, from the animal's point of view, I don't know. I mean, especially for somebody like me, who the idea of being caged in any way is just is really anxiety provoking. So I think we're going to move away from that kind of thing, especially where we have holograms that are really effective, and we have animatronics, and we have there are lots of ways, I think, to study and to see animals in their natural habitat, as opposed to them coming to us as maybe we going to them, or at least being able to see really effective pictures or whatever. I know they're different species, but I still think that putting something in a cage that's used to roaming free could be certainly viewed as abuse. At any rate, so the reason I got on this is because it's a news story today, and as I said, we'll talk about it later in the week. But it turns out that they're studying that elephants are very useful to study cancer, because they're much bigger than we are, and they have their cell is such that elephants are not particularly prone to cancer. And one of the issues is that's, you know, in theory, the more cells that you have, the more likely you are to develop cell irregularities. But so elephants have, I think it's 20 times the amount of cells or something. One copy in human elephant cells contains 20 copies of a major cancer suppressing gene, which they discovered sometime last year. This gene helps damaged cells repair themselves or self-destruct when exposed to cancer-causing substances. They're called P53 genes. So they're saying they may not make elephants cancer-resistant, but scientists could try and develop drugs for humans that would mimic the effect. So elephants have enormous potential on a scientific basis, but they're saying they're saying it costs about $65,000 to care for each elephant. And for those of you who are worried about what are they going to do about the elephants that exist, they're taking them to essentially an elephant retirement home, which is called, that's not exactly its name, but it's called, let's see if I can find, the Elephant Conservation Center in Florida, in Central Florida, 200 acres, currently 11 elephants, try and say that fast, are on tour with a circus. There are already 29 there, and so they're expanding the facility.
Elephants are really cool. There was one at the human or at the Herman Park Zoo that I used to go in and commune with when I was feeling really unhappy. He and I established rapport.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's go back and talk about hopes for the new year.
Yeah. This one says, probably same old, same old. Hopefully nothing too bad. Never expect anything really good or exciting.
Oh, well, I mean, same old sounds kind of dull. Would you like to have a different goal or, you know, paint your toenails or take a trip or try a new kind of cooking or something?
Yeah.
I mean, life is daring risk or it's nothing at all, which is what Helen Keller said. And if Helen Keller can do it, so can the rest of us.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
All right. This one says, a complete change in thinking and lifestyle. More effective situations, being on top financially, and being in better shape and learning guitar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Read the first sentence to me again.
A complete change in thinking and lifestyle.
Huh. I wonder what precipitated that. That's a change in thinking, which is the difficult part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Changing your thoughts. Because if you change your thoughts, you'll change your behavior.
Yep.
Lifestyle, don't know exactly what that means, but it sounds like there's been a cataclysmic sea change there.
Right.
Be really fascinating to know from what to what, number one, and what precipitated it.
Yeah.
But sounds positive and interesting and mm-hmm. exciting. You go. We should get the person who wrote that
in contact
with the with the one just before them.
Yes, I totally agree.
Maybe it's contagious. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRAs, Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.